Great to have you with me. Jump on the phone. Let's have a chat. 1-300-736-736, the open line for Werribee Kia. You can send through a speckle text as well. The speckle text number 0433 98 11 16. Send them through throughout the program, and I'll read a few out. 0433 98 11 16. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. Andrew Pridham, the Sydney Swans chairman, to join me a little bit later on. Guy McKenna, Corey McKernan, also to have a chat. Former North Melbourne star. We're going to be talking the greatest All-Australian team in AFL history again later on in the program with Corey McKernan. Looking forward to having a chat to Corey. And Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley about to join me in a matter of seconds. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and they deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au, and we're powered by Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy. It does look as if the Perth clubs are going to go to Queensland as their spot of choice. Here's Caroline Wilson confirming that is her thought last night on Footy Classified.
Fremantle and West Coast will have to go and live in a hub. Yes, you're right. They've nominated Southern Queensland as their preferred place. They don't. I know that West Coast don't want to come to Victoria. They're at the moment negotiating with the AFL the family situation. There are some of the players with very young children, preschool children, whose partners want to come. The other thing is that they want to play all their games there. They don't want to have to travel to Victoria to play.
Caroline Wilson last night. Ken Hinckley, Port Adelaide Coast, joins me. Welcome, Ken. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Dwayne, or afternoon in Victoria, isn't it?
It is just a beautiful day down in the west of Victoria in your old neck of the woods as well. You getting ready to pack your bags?
Oh, nah, look, there's, you know, as we both understand, it's been such movement in this every day, and you know, whatever it looks like in the next week or the next day, even, you know, and then in the next 4 weeks is still a little bit, you know, still up in the air. Obviously, the information that came out last night, which suggests that there's some challenges in that, but I'm sure that we'll, you know, as best we can, we'll work through them and see where we end up.
So you don't, do you think there's still hope that you could fly in and fly out of SA, that the government and the AFL could get together on the same page at some stage in the coming days or weeks?
Yeah, well, look, I don't know because I'm not involved in those discussions, but, yep, you know, I've seen how much this has moved currently. My biggest concern and my, you know, probably major concern is the current one that looks, the challenging part for us is, you know, the challenge of training and what training may or may not look like in the short term. And that's the one thing that I'm probably spending time thinking about and considering the most, because there are some real challenges in preparation and we want to make sure that we can prepare well.
So in Victoria, they can have full body contact training as of yesterday, but you're not allowed to there and probably won't be allowed to until June. So it's weeks away, the way that document read and the way the government is leaning. So even if you did get the allowance to play games and fly in and fly out of SA to play your games, you'd have to leave the state to get full body contact training for a couple of weeks before you played round one or two.
Yeah, that's certainly some of the scenarios that you could be faced. Again, I just feel like I'm not prepared to say yes or no to any of it because I don't know, because I said I'm not in the conversations or the discussions, but I just know that I'm sure those conversations will continue to go on and they'll continue to go on over the next few days and week, and we'll see where we'll end up. But right now, my major concern is, you know, as you said, around training. And if we have to and we have to move or do something from a training point of view, we get that we may have to do that. But, you know, at the moment, I've letting Chris Davies, the footy manager, and KT and David look after most of that stuff.
So if you had a choice as to whether to stay home and train for the next 2 weeks without body contact or travel into state and train immediately with body contact for 2 weeks to try and keep yourself level with every other club that might be allowed to have body contact, what would you choose? Would you choose to be uneven in your training schedule and just simply stay home and have no body contact?
Again, you know, Dwayne, a bit hypothetical, but, you know, preparation is key for us and we've got to get the best preparation. So whatever that means and whatever that looks like for us, and best preparation for us does involve some contact. So, you know, there's no doubt about that. So, you know, we have to lean towards best preparation. But again, I'm going to say that, you know, they're answers that are outside my control.
So what are you allowed to do at the moment? What are you allowing your players to do as of now?
Oh, no, we've still got some players actually in isolation and who have returned from the state, and they've basically only got a couple more days. But, you know, our other players are able to go out and do their outdoor running and in pairs and kicking, and as along with the direction of the AFL, and that's basically you know, pretty much what we're allowed to do. You know, obviously next week becomes a bit more potential to be able to train in the smaller groups, and you know, and where that all goes from the AFL directive will all come up, and we'll get some more knowledge of that as we go through the rest of the week.
Do you feel the landscape changed a little after the Crows Barossa Valley indiscretion?
I don't think any of that stuff certainly doesn't help, but you know, I'm without commenting about that. I don't know. I think the landscape's been changing daily without anything, and when you add other bits and pieces, it certainly makes some adjustment. But I don't think the landscape itself just continually changes since we've been in this crisis as a world and a country. That, you know, this is hard to manage and hard to keep on top of, and whatever you need to do, you need to do.
So you think it's a bit unfair to be blaming the Crows for the way it is in SA right now, with you guys not being able to train with contact?
Yeah, I'm not going to blame anyone else or anything other than I'm going to control what we can control. But, you know, as I said, anything that people do, whether it's a football team or a citizen out in the street, if you do things that go against what you need to do, well, that doesn't help anyone's cause.
So how hard have you emphasised it to your players then? Because we presume that the players know exactly what they can and can't do as normal citizens, not just as footballers, but normal citizens. Have you still had to re-emphasise it to them?
Oh, no, yeah, we certainly do, but they are, you know, they've got enough understanding themselves of what they can and can't do, but we certainly don't leave them without knowledge, and we make sure that they're aware of what they need to do, our boys. And, you know, so far they've been outstanding at what they've been able to do. They've done it hopefully to the letter as best they possibly can.
You've had to make a choice as to your footy department, yourself and 24 others. It's a tough world that we live in right now where you've got to make that kind of choice.
Yeah, it is. It's challenging, but, you know, as Dwayne, if we put it in a bigger context, it's, you know, this unemployment's gone crazy in the country and in the world. For us, it's, you know, it's had some challenges already. We've already put some staff off and, you know, in 6 or 7 weeks ago where we worked through some of those challenges. And we know that there's still some bigger challenges to come. There's some challenges coming to the getting the competition back up and starting. There's still going to be some significant perhaps change that's going to come later on as we get through and get some more knowledge about what AFL football looks like in the future. So there's consistent challenges, but it's everywhere in the world. It's not just here.
And how did you make the call as to who stays with you and who didn't?
Oh, well, you do that around what you possibly can plan for, and that's, you know, the people who you need on a day-to-day basis as much as you can get them. You know, coaching's really important for the boys, and, you know, the amount of work that we do with the players, you know, how much contact we can have with them initially, and all those things come into that, what you can actually get, you know, from the AFL and where you can go. So you make all your decisions based on best you possibly can, based on what you need to operate as effectively as you can. And we want to operate really effectively and be really successful.
Have you been tested in the last 24 hours?
Yes, I have. I've been tested this morning, just done this morning. And that was a different experience. And there was one that, you know, all the AFL are going to have to do. And it's, you know, to say it, I wouldn't say it was pleasant, but I wouldn't say it was horrendous either. It was just one of those things you have to do.
So what was the unpleasant part, if you don't mind me asking you to explain it?
Yeah, well, just the swabbing when they, you know, they need to swab, obviously, the back of your throat. So it's to get to there, it's a little bit of a challenge. But I'm lucky I've got a pretty big nose and that helps.
When do you get your results back?
I don't know, Dwayne, is the absolute answer to that. I think the quick turnaround is 24, 48 hours, I think, is what we look to get. And, you know, we'll be like, you know, South Australia as a state have done a great job. And, you know, we've got one active case in the whole state. So, you know, we expect that both teams over here will come back with all negatives and we're all right to go.
And the biosecurity protocols going forward, I presume you've heard what the NRL clubs are having to adhere to. Are you expecting to adhere to the same, where you can't leave your home other than to go to training or go to games or go to the airport or go to the doctor? Other than that, you have to, you know, be semi-isolated and you can't have visitors over to your house at any time. Are they the kind of things you're kind of expecting?
Yeah, look, I assume that that's what we should, something like that. But I don't mind. I don't care what we need to. And as a footy club, we don't mind what we need to do. We just got to do what we want to get ourselves back and able to play football and help the community a little bit. Because I reckon everyone's out there, not just the players or the coaches or the staff at the footy club. So I reckon everyone's looking forward to getting footy done. And that's a small little sacrifice that we have to put up with or make. There won't be any issue from us.
So you are prepared to kind of do anything, to jump through whatever hoops need to be jumped through just to get footy back, because that's what the industry needs first and foremost, just a way through so we can get that second game played?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's exactly what we should be doing. We should be trying to support the industry as best we possibly can. And there's choices. Everyone's going to have choices. It's not like you're not going to have a choice. So I think from my personal point of view, whatever we can do to help get the industry back and going, I'm prepared to do. And as a footy club, hopefully we're prepared to do that as much.
You think you'd get buy-in from every player? If you go to Queensland, every player might have to also get a flu shot. Do you think you'd get buy-in from everyone on that? And if someone said no and they can't go, will they stay behind and that's just the way it is? They make that choice and we live with it?
Yeah, look, we're on record, I reckon, saying that our players will have choice, and there's no doubt we'll give them that choice. Expect that our players will, you know, want to be a part of it as best they possibly can. But again, they're not answers totally for me. They're answers for themselves.
Yeah, but you'll obviously be prepared if someone stays home. That's just the way it is, and you have to have that allowance. You can't have that hard and fast rule if they want to play at Queensland, because you might end up playing a heap of your games there. It's not like you might only miss one game if you don't want to play in Queensland. You might miss five or six or nine.
Yeah, again, yeah, our players will certainly get choice on anything that happens in the season. They always have, and you know, they get an opportunity to do what they need to do, and you know, we'll certainly support that.
Is there still a chance that you get a showdown in game two, the first game back, or do you think that's hoping for too much?
I don't know whether I was hoping, because showdowns are pretty tough, but I think, you know, the opportunity to, you know, from before yesterday stuff was that, you know, you think, well, there's a bit of sense in the states playing each other as best they possibly can if round two to help, you know, get an extra week or whatever that. So, yeah, I think, you know, our draw was round two showdown, and I was sort of half thinking that might still something like that, but who knows? You know, the AFL will do everything they can to give us that information as soon as they can.
And it won't be a level playing field this season. It'll be sort of weird and wonderful and wacky the way it all transpires. You just got to live with, if it's uneven, it's uneven. You just got to have to live with the bumps in the road.
Yeah, that's okay. We deal with challenges every day in a footy club, and you know, no different for us. We'll embrace them and we'll look forward to them. And you know, we know whatever challenge is out there, if we stick together, we can overcome them and we can be successful. So that's our attitude, and that's the way we'll go about it.
And if you, with your list sizes cut as well, and players not being able to play, how are you going to face that challenge if the players that don't make the 22, say, don't even get a game? Are they going to have an opportunity to prove themselves to be worthy of selection the week after? Or are you looking for an extended bench maybe so more people do get a game every week?
Yeah, well, I think there's, you know, I certainly wouldn't be against them having one or two extras if that's what was made available to us. It's not an issue. Again, I'm not going to be the rule maker, so I don't absolutely know. Our players will get the best preparation they can get, Dwayne, and we'll give them the opportunities to be as good as they can possibly be. And again, I just said before, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some, as you said, some unique stuff that we have to deal with. And you know, our players will have to deal with that as well. And look, they'll be all fine. We'll get through it. And, you know, as a footy club, we'll be okay. I'm sure we'll play well.
And how do you see your feeder system running in 2021? What's the perfect world for a senior coach to... Is it to have the Magpies playing with your players in it? Is it to have some sort of national second-tier comp? How's the best model for you as a senior coach?
You know, it's an interesting one. It depends. Again, there's a lot of stuff that we still don't know, Dwayne, about next year. And, you know, until we get all that information, speculating on some of that stuff's a bit hard. But, you know, in the current situation, we know the perfect model we've got now is a really good model. And that's, you know, our boys playing for the Port Adelaide Magpies in the sample. We love that and we enjoy that. And we'd love that to be the case. You know, but whatever happens in the future with list sizes and stuff, we'll determine some of that stuff. But for us, you know, as you know, as well as anyone, Port Adelaide's always had a really, really big focus on the sample, and you know, development for us with that model is really, really good, and we like it.
And do you see the game changing this year on field? Do you think that the shorter quarters, what is that going to do? You've had a long, hard think about it, like a lot of coaches, and I know you don't want to be playing the hypothetical game too much with me, but that's something that you guys have to put your heads down and have a think about what might happen on the field as well.
Yeah, I actually don't mind the idea of it. I mean, having a small sample size of it in round one is very small, but, you know, the shortened quarters, you know, the player speed of the game seem to be up a little for me. I don't mind the game being played quite explosive. A good way for the game to play. I think it's, you know, good for everyone, for supporters to be involved with and watch. So I think that's positive. I think the game won't get slower as far as, you know, time on the ground. I think, you know, with the players being able to keep themselves nice and fresh and rotate well, I think that gives you a chance to play a faster brand of football. So, I think the game might be played at a bit more speed.
And you're the kind of coach who doesn't necessarily agitate or put your point forward to get a change that you would like. You're more of a person who is going to roll with the punches and try and come up with the best solution to whatever's put in front of you. Is that the way I read it?
Yeah, got that right, Dwayne. Well, I always say this, and I say this to people who are involved at the AFL, tell us what we need to do, and we'll go about figuring out the best way to do that, and we'll do it as well as we possibly can. And, you know, I'm not the rule maker, and I shouldn't be. I should be the person who's a part of the competition and, you know, give me the challenges and give us the challenges. And as a footy club, we'll do everything we can to get on top and be the best we possibly can with those challenges.
Is that because it's just your preference as a person, or you think the coaches aren't necessarily always the best people to be asking as to what rule changes should be brought in?
No, I think that's good for us to be challenged with what our thinking is. But I think coaches are certainly very, very well placed to have an opinion on what the game looks like and how it looks. And, you know, you should never underestimate the value or the knowledge that group have. But I always do say that, you know, if you're doing it, trying to umpire for 18 teams, you're never going to please everyone. So I'd just rather know what they are that we have to operate with, and let's get about doing it.
Are you as concerned about congestion as some others are?
No, I'm not concerned about the game. I've got to be honest. I think the game's in, you know, great position, and that's why, you know, some of the challenges that have been put in front of us now are significant, because the game itself is, there's a lot of good about our football game, and, you know, we do spend a fair bit of time talking about what's not good about it. I think we should spend a lot more time talking about what the good is. And for me, what the good is that this great model that we have and the game of football that we play in Australia is outstanding, and people love it. And, you know, we miss it so much. Now is a great example. We do miss it. And, you know, if it was all bad, we wouldn't miss it as much. We miss it. And as a community, we love seeing football played, and we love the game the way it is.
And I've caught a few of the old games on Fox, caught a few of the old games that you've played in as well, Ken. We've got a selective opportunity, though. We can pick all the good ones and replay them. So when you look back on those games, you think, gee, footy was great in the late 80s and early 90s, but we're not playing the bad ones. Do you think it's better now to watch the game than it was?
Oh, the game's more explosive. The game's, you know, it's really more challenging. And, you know, I think the game's fantastic. The game's way better than it was. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm lucky enough. In my time, I've been around for a long time, so I've played in it, I've coached in it. You know, the game's an absolute great position right now. There's some challenges with the game. There always is. It's never a perfect game. And there's always, as you said, Dwayne, there's always bad games, there's always good games. But so if you look at the product overall, you've got to be hard to say that the game's not better.
Great to have a chat to you, Ken, and let's hope that they can get a resolution between the government and the AFL, and you can get some sort of understanding as to what your training is going to look like in the coming days and the coming weeks. It's going to be bizarre if you have to leave the state just to get some tackling in. That would be weird. But as you said, you jump that hurdle if you have to jump it.
Yeah, we just go and play footy. We look forward to it.